Welcome to Reinventing Professionals, a podcast hosted by industry analyst Ari Kaplan, which shares ideas, guidance, and perspectives from market leaders shaping the next generation of legal and professional services.
This is Ari Kaplan, and I'm speaking today with Chris Cartrett, the Executive Vice President of Adorant, a legal industry time and billing software company. Hi, Chris. How are you?
I'm doing very well, Ari. How are you?
I'm doing great. I feel fortunate to talk to you today. So tell us about your background and your role at Adorant.
I'm responsible for strategy and growth at Adorant. So sales, marketing is a part of it, as well as working across our product and development teams for kind of direction of what we're doing and where we're trying to head to. And I've been in this industry for a really long time, starting back in 1992. Back when Thompson Corporation was first moving into the legal marketplace. So anyway, it's been an enjoyable run, and I've really enjoyed my last 4 years here at Adorant.
So you've been in the legal industry for a quarter of a century, you said. How are law firms adapting and responding to the changes in the legal market?
You know, it's been a lot of fun. Over those 25 or such years, one of the things that you kind of see happening is, you know, the legal industry itself is, it's really kind of one of those core industries to the entire global framework, right? I mean, the legal system is really at its core, like central to really everything we do. And because of that, you don't see things move and change as much. Little things can kind of come along that maybe help us be more efficient. But I would tell you that over the past few years, really since the kind of financial crisis, I guess, in 08 and 09, is you're seeing law firms become some of the more leading, innovative, I dare say risk-taking industries out there. And it's really exciting for what's going on in the business.
Can you give us some examples of innovations that your most dynamic clients are implementing?
Yeah, I mean, the kind of things I'm thinking about here when I say this is if you look at just how they're supporting and taking care of clients, you know, we've traditionally always had past teams. You've seen law firms create even sales teams, other things like that to go out and develop business. But what you're starting to see today is firms really be creative in how they approach the servicing of their client, kind of how they manage matters globally. And then one of the biggest kind of changes that we've seen rise up is really what's taking place internally in the firms. Like they're focusing more and more on ways of creating, I don't know, maybe more efficiency, or they're working across different boundaries or working with different people and teams to create more creative ideas in how they may approach a matter or how they may approach an entire client relationship. And I think that's really exciting for everyone.
As an executive with a technology company, what types of tools can provide the greatest impact on law firm efficiency and profitability?
We had a business law technology survey that came out earlier this year, and in it, it was interesting because coming from these legal leaders inside the firms, there was this consistent communication about we need to create more automation of tasks, right? They realize that there's ways for efficiency to happen to help them with how they can serve their client and provide more value, right, for the billable hour. So the types of things that you're seeing is you're seeing a rise in matter planning software. You're seeing dramatic rises as it relates to pricing tools and monitoring tools. I feel like law firms have always done a pretty good job as far as understanding their business intelligence. But as we focus more on these efficiency type solutions, things that help us manage and plan and direct matters, or I will tell you, one of the biggest things, Ari, that we've seen recently has been just the shift in how they manage their billing. Like the focus on improving WIP to cash removes so much of the wasted time that kind of takes place in the running of the business and lets them invest that time back in how they're servicing their clients.
What's the level of complexity involved in implementing technology like this?
That is always the ultimate question there. Ultimately, it's all about change management, right? All of us, whether I'm changing something, you know, I just received a new software update to my phone, and I've spent the last 2 days just trying to understand kind of the new ways that I should be working with it and what some of these new items are that I have available to me. Well, the same kind of thing takes place with these firms, right? As they move or as they look to adopt new technologies, there is some change that has to happen. meaning that they've got to accept different ways of doing things or different ways of maybe working with different people or teams. But what I would say to that, though, is whether it be something as simple as your billing processes becoming more paperless with automatic workflows, or it be creating and servicing global matters, the one thing that's very consistent today is the law firms who are having true global success are constantly reevaluating their processes and trying to, one, simplify, but then also create processes that allow them great flexibility and agility.
How can a law firm display that agility in its approach and its culture?
When we say agility, what we're really referring to when I say that is this idea. I want you to think of an athlete. Like if you think of the most agile athlete out there, Cristiano Ronaldo, for example, with Real Madrid, you know, you see somebody who can literally turn on a dime, right? If a ball is played to them, they are quick to where they want to be, and then they can adjust and move really as quickly as needed. So when I say agility, and I think about that for a law firm, that's really what we're referring to. We're referring to a law firm no longer being this really large, massive vessel that cannot turn one way or the other, that it really becomes something that can respond to what a client's asking for, can create new processes or new ways of managing matters, and can roll that out immediately. And then on the back end of the firm, which is where a lot of these challenges happen, is that you can manage that inside your systems, right? So from a technology piece, this has probably been one of our top challenges, is to make sure that we can allow enough flexibility inside our software that when a law firm comes up with a very creative idea of how they want to service a client, that our software can be flexible enough to allow them to shift and change and the software be able to respond accordingly.
In what areas do you see the legal industry innovating even further?
There's two big things that I think you hear at every single meeting or seminar that you go to today, and that's kind of this rise of AI and then also cloud. And I'll echo what everybody else is saying, because I really do believe that's what's taking place. When you think about AI, I've read a lot recently where law firms have talked about, is this is the ultimate goal that it would somehow replace a lawyer. And I don't see that at all. I think really kind of a cross adherent, we see AI as an enhancement. And it's already been doing that for us in our industry for years. If you look at what's been going on with e-discovery and really what some of the legal research providers have done. So there's been a lot of uses of AI so far that I do think have created advantages. I mean, is there a chance that in the same way document review, right, has become more of an automated source, that there could be some elements of legal where you could go to AI for answers? Yeah, I think that's possible. But I think ultimately we think, for example, artificial intelligence, we think it's going to enhance, meaning think about being able to verbally talk to your computer before you have a client meeting and have everything about that client respond to you, right? Or being able to handle all those different items on your mobile device when you're going to a client meeting. Those things are very, very, very close to happening. And so as we get there, we think AI will really enhance the kind of professional relationship between a lawyer and between their client. And then the second one I would just go back to is cloud. Today, in the past, let me put it this way, in the past, law firms prided themselves on their complexity. I cannot begin to tell you, Ari, how many firms I talked to today who are really prepared to evaluate all of their processes, standardize in ways that they've never considered standardizing before. Now, they didn't want to lose their secret sauce, right? They still want to, they still want to be great at what made them great. But the more that they're willing to evaluate all the little things that they're taking place, I do believe this idea of the rise of cloud technology from a standpoint of them being able to have more access, share information, simplify their own back office processes and their back office systems will really create great efficiency for them as they go forward.
This is Ari Kaplan speaking with Chris Cartrett, the Executive Vice President of Adorant, a legal industry time and billing software company. Chris, thanks so much.
Ari, thank you so much. I really appreciate your time.
Thank you for listening to the Reinventing Professionals podcast. Visit reinventingprofessionals.com or RekaplanAdvisors.com to learn more.